Hi, I'm Justin Judd. I'm a CEO of iRights, part of the Digital Rights Group, a distribution business.
Justin, we've just taken part in a panel discussion about digital distribution down at the C21 Supper Club this evening. What's the key message that you took away from that discussion?
That we're all feeling our way towards how money is made in the digital space and a variety of different models. No certainties yet, some money being made, but still very small relative to revenues from traditional exploitation models.
So that's a message that we've been hearing coming from conferences and from the industry for a long time. I mean, what's changing? Where are we seeing progress?
Our own approach is to deal with markets where we think there's scale, and clearly the US is to the foremost in that, or with other partners like MSN, who have scale across a number of different territories. I think very difficult, certainly in the UK as a commercial player, to make money off a single platform at this particular point. So, as I say, scale is really our criteria for partnership when entering a distribution deal.
And what about the UK market specifically? There's been a lot recently, obviously, reports about Hulu not arriving in the market. Seesaw has a presence here. MSN, BBC iPlayer, still driving all the traffic, though, it seems. What's the state of the UK market?
Curiously, I'm not hugely well placed to say, because the UK rights, the UK rights that DRG controls are very few. They're mostly tied up by the broadcasters who are exploiting those. But just looking ahead, I think that Canvas has the potential to be transformative, because what we see in other markets is that audiences use VOD as a substitution for scheduled viewing. When they find there's nothing on, they'll go to their VOD service. So at the peak of viewing for us, or for our content in the US, is at 8 p.m. in the evening. And it's not hard to see that being replicated when there's a direct-to-TV offering, which clearly there are in terms of connected devices now, but Canvas, I think, can really kickstart that market.
And what about the US? You have a deal with Hulu in the US. You're one of the select group of international content providers to that hugely successful platform over there. How has that been performing for you?
Very well. We are starting to see meaningful revenues without putting a specific number on it. We partner with them very closely. We speak to them regularly. Promotion is key, having the kind of content that they want to push in a variety of different ways. Thus far, it's been an entirely positive relationship for us. And as I say, we've seen some quite pleasing revenue numbers coming back.
What's the main kind of, or the big issues that are on the horizon? There's been a lot of talk about Google TV and Apple iTunes and a possible clash that might emerge there at some stage if Apple gets behind Apple TV. What's your view on that particular clash?
It will be interesting to watch. Apple TV has been around for a while. Everyone thinks that everything Apple does turns to immediate success. Apple TV has ITV, as I think they call it, has yet to do so. Wouldn't discount it. I think Google's main challenge will be how they work with content partners. They've done a pretty good job of antagonizing most of them thus far. And I think it could be payback time for the likes of Fox and News Corp in terms of how they work with Google. But it will be a fascinating battle to watch. How it will end up, I have no idea.